Welcome to the Collins Mandarin Phrasebook and Dictionary. By listening and practicing along with this recording, we aim to give you the skill and confidence to try out the sentences when you're abroad. I'm Richard, and I will be reading the English phrases. Deborah will give you the Mandarin twice with a pause in between. We don't make the pause too long because once you listen to the recording two or three times, the Mandarin will become familiar to you. Try and repeat the Mandarin in the pause and along with Deborah, copying her pronunciation and the way her voice rises and falls. She will talk slowly and clearly to let you catch all the different sounds. Don't worry if you find it difficult the first time. Your ear will soon become attuned to the different sounds. You might prefer to concentrate on one track at a time, going over the material two or three times before moving on to the next track. We begin with a key talk section. This includes all-purpose phrases, which should stand you in good stead throughout your trip. We then go through a selection of topics, looking in more detail at the words you might need to cope in specific situations. Please note that not all phrases are included on the recordings. Practice is the key. The more you listen to and repeat the words, the more likely they are to stick in your mind, and you will recognize them when they crop up again. Don't worry about making mistakes. Nobody minds if you're not perfect. Your aim is to be understood and to get as much enjoyment out of your trip as possible. First of all, let's look at Mandarin pronunciation. Mandarin is a tonal language. That is, the pitch at which a syllable is spoken affects the meaning of the word. Let's listen to some examples of how to pronounce the different tones. The flat tone.
Ma.
That means mother. Listen again.
Ma.
The rising tone.
Ma.
That means hemp. Listen again.
Ma.
The musical long tone.
Ma.
That one means horse. Listen again.
Ma.
And the strong tone.
Ma.
That means curse. Listen again.
Ma.
The final tone is a quiet tone, like normal, unstressed speech. So you see, the way you stress a word can make a world of difference. So when you hear Deborah's pronunciation, make sure to copy her exactly. It might sound a little funny at first, but you'll soon get used to it, and it really will help you to be understood when you're in China.